ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया। भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी।
श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 47 एंटाइटल्ड द सॉन्ग ऑफ द बी टेक्स्ट नंबर 27। सर्वात्म भावोधिकृतो भवतीनाम अधोक्षजे विरहेण महाभागा महान्मेनुग्रहः कृतः। Translation, you have rightfully claimed the privilege of unalloyed love for the transcendental Lord. O most glorious gopis, indeed by exhibiting your love for Krishna in separation from him, you have shown me great mercy. Purport. The gopis showed not only Uddhava, but the whole world the joy of love of Godhead, and thus they bestowed their mercy on everyone. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, because their loving devotion was executed in an appropriate way, their love brought the Supreme Lord under their control. Still, to show the intensity of their love, he apparently left them, but now he again manifested himself among them, becoming spiritually present through their intense devotion.
Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्णा करुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधाकांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते। प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. So, today is the concluding day of the most auspicious month of Kartik, the month that is very dear to Srimati Radharani. And Srila Prabhupada also recommended his followers to observe this month ideally in the holy place of Vrindavan, doing some austerities, and in this way showing to Krishna their eagerness to attain the ultimate perfection of life, beg for it. What is the purpose of tapasya, austerity? In fact, what is the meaning of tapasya? Tapasya means voluntary acceptance of some inconvenience in the present to achieve some higher benefits in the future. So as the examinations come closer, students undergo tapasya. They forego so many things that is what they would love to do, and they do those things which they hate to do, just because for a long-term benefit. Otherwise, you know, you may enjoy for some time, but in the long term you may suffer for larger time. And in human life, real intelligence, human life means gifted with the only prerogative is good intelligence. And real intelligence means getting the best out of doing the least. A good businessman will agree. Most, least investment and most profit. Good bargain, isn't it? And so therefore, human life means to do some little tapasya to gain the highest advantage. And what is that tapasya? It is described, tapo divyam putraka. Actually, whether you like it or not, everyone has to do tapasya. Voluntarily or involuntarily. Everyone is doing tapasya. Just see any city. To just live in the city is a tapasya. What to speak of traveling? What to speak of working? What to speak of earning? It's such an austerity. But Prahlad Maharaj calls it tuchham. Tuchham means insignificant. So much tapasya and this much benefit. In Hindi they say, khoda pahad nikli chuhiya. In mountainous austerity and insignificant tiny benefit. That is a foolish person. Donkey's tapasya. A donkey carries huge load to get grass at the end of the day, which is available for those donkeys who don't work also. On the other hand, tapo divyam putraka. Divya tapasya means transcendental austerity. So what is that the austerity? Tapo divyam putraka. Yena sattvam shuddhet. That tapasya or that inconvenience, voluntary acceptance of inconvenience, what kind of inconvenience? Which sattvam shuddhit, purification of one's self. Whatever helps us purify our existence, that is the real tapasya. Because only in the human form we can perfect our life and get out of this miserable existence, of this material existence. So, yena sattvam shuddhet, and that's because of contamination. We have to purify ourselves. So, why we should purify ourselves? Yasmad brahma saukhyam. If we purify, we experience brahma saukhyam, spiritual happiness. Why spiritual happiness? Brahma saukhyam tu anantam. Because spiritual happiness is eternal. Whereas other material happiness is very fleeting. Before you have it, you are in anxiety. After you have it, you are in anxiety. Because it may go away. You may lose it. Harsha shoka. What is the source of harsha today? What is the source of happiness? Is going to become the source of misery tomorrow. In the beginning, the body is a source of happiness. Because that's the facility to enjoy. And as the age advances, that's the source of all misery. This body. I remember one of my relatives. She wasn't believing in God, etc. But at the end she said, why doesn't he take me quickly? So in the beginning years, we have a desire to live long. And in the later years, we have a desire to quit quickly. Bhukti or mukti. When you are enjoying, you feel like, let it go on forever. And when you are suffering, let this whole existence quit. That's the nature of this world. So some are aspiring. It's like sometimes you used to play. In our childhood days, we used to play cricket. And there was one boy, once he comes for batting, he would never get out. And he would think, he would always say, "Achcha hai na, gachcha lagta hai cricket khel." And there was another boy, third ball he would get out. Maximum three balls. So after so much of days fielding, he would get the bat. And he was in tremendous anxiety. And then he would just throw and he said, "Cricket achha nahi." So similarly, those who are enjoying want to think to prolong. Those who are wanting misery, they want to just quit. But susukham kartum. But the tapasya of human life is actually, what is tapasya? Real tapasya that one must be doing. What is the perfect tapasya? The only tapasya. Narada says in his Bhakti Sutra, he says, "Aradhito yadi harihi tapasa tataki." If you are worshipping the Supreme Lord, what is the use of tapasya? Na aradhito yadi harihi tapasa tataki. If you are not worshipping the Supreme Lord, why tapasya? If you are worshipping the Lord, why tapasya? If you are not worshipping the Lord, why tapasya? If the goal is to see the Lord internally, externally, if you are already able to see the Lord internally, externally, why tapasya? If at the end of the whole day you are not able to see the Lord internally, externally, why tapasya? What does that mean? The essence is to worship the Lord, eventually to see the Lord internally and externally. Yomam pashyati sarvatra, sarvam jamai pashyati. And when will that happen? That secret is revealed to Lord Brahma in the Chatushloki Bhagavat. He said, the secret is when you develop love. When you develop deep love, then internally, externally, every moment, you see the Lord everywhere. Prabhupada gave a very brilliant but simple example. So simple. It is so simple that you may miss it if you don't carefully think about it. He says, So my specs is lying here, and if I am not here, when you see my specs, what do you see? So the disciple said, oh, I see you, Prabhupada. When I see your specs, this is Prabhupada's specs. Simple. When you love someone, anything in connection with that person reminds that person of you. And that person, beloved. So really, I was thinking this morning, what should be our prayer at the end of a month long of tapasya? Whatever, we have done some tapasya. Hopefully, that we have regularly lighted the lamps and sung the Damodarashtakam, praying. Actually, what should we pray for? What should we actually ask for in this month? This morning, very beautifully, His Grace Gaurang Prabhu was discussing. Swaghosham. Swaghosham means ghoshana. Ghoshana means to declare, announce. Sometimes in the old days, the king would send, you know, announcement, they would drum. Suniye, 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 aika, 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 sarvanu. Asa sangitle maharajani. The king has explained this. So ghosham, through this beautiful pastime, is so ghosham. Personally is announcing, akhyapayantam, and advertising. The whole billboard, huge, you know, more real than the real life. So beautifully billboards are made nowadays. Backlit boards. So like that, Krishna is advertising and loudly announcing. What is he announcing? So this is it. That love that captures me. He's ajita. He's unconquerable. But he's conquered. The unconquerable is conquered by love. And that is the only attainment worth aspiring for in this human life. Otherwise, we have wasted the human form of life. So, we were in Braj for Yatra this time, Parikrama, and going to different places. Last so many years, we are always trying to go to some holy places of pilgrimage. Why do we go for these places, to these places? Gaura amar jesabasthane karala brahmana range, sisabasthana herivo ami pranay bhakata sange. Mahaprabhu says, anukul, anything that is favorable. So wherever my Lord has performed beautiful pastimes, I would go with loving devotees. To see, to hear, and to experience that place. So, at a holy time, like month of Kartik, at a holy place, Vrindavan, Mayapur, Navadvip, Jagannath Puri, whatever, where the Lord has performed pastimes. In the association of holy men, the Vaishnavas, the lovers of God, the faithful, we hear the holy name, form, the qualities, the activities. So because of the holiness that is created, hopefully some purification will happen in our heart. That is our hope. And that is a fact. It is a science. It's a perfect science. Dham means a place where that influence is very strong. But there is a way to experience that influence. Only if we have a proper consciousness. Then we can actually be affected by that environment. Vishaya chhadiya kabe shuddha habe mon, kabe hama heribo Sri Vrindavan. The essential ingredient to enter the dham is actually an attitude of serving. Serving the dham, serving the dham vasis. And to serve, that's an expression of love. Love means to serve. And to actually serve means to please, as we heard this morning. So, to that extent, one can experience the dham. Sometimes we wonder, we have already gone to that place. Some new place, let us go. Let's go to some new place. To the extent we are in that kind of a material consciousness, we need variety. In material consciousness, anything done repeatedly becomes mechanical and boring. Because that's the nature. It's a law. Anything done repetitively becomes mechanical, boring and burdensome. But the amazing thing about spirituality is anything that is done repetitively becomes more and more tasty. If it's not happening, that means we are still approaching the spirit with a material consciousness. How is it you chant the same name? Srila Prabhupada, in the beginning days, so let's discuss Bhagavad Gita. You know, 26 Second Avenue. So after that, some new disciples who are coming, followers who are coming, say, so Swamiji, after Gita, you will discuss the Tibetan Book of Dead or something else? No, Gita. No, after Gita? No, Gita. After that, again Gita. They couldn't understand. They say, Gita, you will discuss again and again? Yes. You see the same person again and again, every Sunday. Any other marble statue which is put up in the middle of the street, one time you see, sometimes, you know, very posh houses, they have beautiful marble statue standing like that. You know. And first time, you may ask, how much did it cost? Wow, what carving, what finishing, what polishing. The next time you just put your hat on top like that and just go, you know. That becomes a hat stand or your coat stand, whatever. You lose taste after seeing once, twice, thrice. But the amazing thing about spirituality is it becomes more and more beautiful. Ye yathamam prapadyante. The law of reciprocation. To the extent we are eager to actually serve, to that extent the Lord reciprocates. The law of subjugation. The Lord is subjugated by that love. And He actually reciprocates. So in this way, I was just thinking that this time I'm going, and by inconceivable arrangement of the Lord, I was asked to go to one particular place for 5 days. Generally they were putting different places of different days. I was put to go to same place for 5 days. Nandagram. So, this is Krishna's arrangement, I think. Krishna inspired the devotees to... I was thinking, only Nandagram? Tomorrow, Nandagram. Day after tomorrow, Nandagram. And other devotees were going, this place, that place, everywhere. So I took up the pastime of Nandagram and I said, let me go deeply and try to understand what is this beautiful pastime. And actually I wanted to go for the rest of the 3 days also to Nandagram only. I said, wow, this is an amazing pastime. So today I would like to share with you one very powerful pastime. Everything is wonderful. All the pastimes are wonderful. But sometimes when you understand something, you feel very nice, you know. I really never realized Bhagavatam, 10th canto is superb. Every canto is wonderful. Of course, 10th canto is still more wonderful. But sometimes you don't understand. When you understand, it's like I had a mobile and I didn't know, you know. all the other functions. I knew only one thing. Talk, press and talk, that's all. Hey, you can store this. Achha. Majadar hai, yaar, achha hai. So, ye bhi hai. Store bhi kar sakte. Ye bhi kar sakte. Wo bhi kar sakte. 2-in-1, 3-in-1, 7-in-1, 10-in-1. Achha. So, your appreciation grows. So, I was just speaking this pastime, remembering this pastime, praying that some drop of it, the sindhu of this pastime, one bindu may touch my heart. And somehow, I thought I'll speak about it again. In Nandagram, there is a beautiful place called Uddhav Kyari, where it is the place where Krishna sent Uddhava to give his message to the Brajavasis and especially to the gopis. And Uddhava gave the message to the gopis at that particular spot in Nandagram. Krishna lived approximately for 10 and a half years in Vrindavan. He was born, actually, his earlier, great grandfather, they were staying in Nandagram. And then their grandfather, then father Parjanya, great grandfather, then father, and then his father Nanda Maharaj also was staying there. But they didn't have children for a long time, therefore they shifted to Gokul Mahavan. And there Krishna was born in Gokul Mahavan. And there, for some time he spent there, but then demons were attacking Putana, Shakatasur, and so many other demons, Trinavarta, especially when the Yamalarjuna trees, that happened in Gokul Mahavan. That is the time all the Brajavasis, headed by Nanda Maharaj, Upananda, everyone, they got together and they discussed. And they said, I think we should leave this place. This is too dangerous. I think this has caught the attention of Kamsa, is sending some demons and all that. I think we should just get out of this place. They left from there, went to Chatikara, then Vrindavan, Kamyavan. Eventually they came to Nandagram again and settled there. So Nandagram was a place where beautiful pastimes of the Lord had happened. And it was from Nandagram that Krishna was called by Kamsa, by the messenger Akrura. So Akrura came in the evening, talked to Nanda Maharaj, convinced him, took Krishna and Balaram the next morning. And Krishna was gone. Next morning Krishna is gone. It was such a shock for all the Brajavasis, as if their life had been taken away. Krishna went, promised them, I'll come back very soon, I'll just finish my business and come back. Told Nanda Maharaj, go back, in 3-4 days we'll come, I'll just finish off these people and come back. But then he didn't come. He didn't come for quite some time. Many reasons why Krishna did not come back. One was because there were a lot of business to do. Too many demons were there. Paritrana, Vinashaya, Chadishkritam. He had to protect all the other devotees and all over. He had to do a lot of business. Second, Jarasandha. Now Kamsa is killed. His two wives were actually the daughters of Jarasandha. And he had a very powerful personality. Practically the emperor. Unofficially. And he would have attacked Vrindavan had Krishna gone there. He knew he was going to come, so I have to be here itself. Plus, Vasudev and Devaki suffered so much in separation from Krishna. Just after giving birth, Krishna is gone. 6 children died, 7 children aborted, in one sense, was transferred. And the 8th child had to be taken away out of fear of Kamsa, years together. So now that Krishna has come back, some pacification had to be done. So many things had to be done. And therefore, and he could have called Nanda and Yashoda to Mathura. Aajao, aap bhi aajao, bada mahal hai idhar. But he knew that they will not be able to relate. Their kind of love, they will not be able to relate in this place. Sometimes you go to a new place, you know. A very intimate person, but if you meet in a very official place, then you can't embrace and talk, you know. Just like, suppose the husband is a high court judge. And after 10 years, the wife comes and meets him right in the office, in the middle of the business going on. He's hammering the... And then suddenly she says, ah! And then she embraces and he jumps out of that bench and embraces and both roll in the ground. I think it will be very... Both will hesitate to talk and express their heart. Let's go somewhere, you know. The gopis did tell. Even in Kurukshetra, they felt like that. They said, what is this? All elephants and this and all this. Rajvesh. Let's go back to Vrindavan. So they carried him in their mind. So similarly, so that was one of the reasons he couldn't call them there. So he was thinking, he knew that Nanda and Yashoda, what to speak of the gopis, would be in tremendous suffering of feelings of separation. And Krishna is Prapanna Artha Hari. Those who are surrendered, he wants to relieve them from their sufferings. Even a neophyte sadhaka, Krishna relieves his Hari. He removes all these miseries. What to speak of his completely dedicated and surrendered devotees, exalted devotees like the gopis and Nanda and Yashoda. So he was thinking, what can I do? I want to pacify them. Who will be in a position to do that job? Do that service? It's not easy. Because gopis are extremely exalted. Nanda and Yashoda are extremely exalted devotees. So you have, you know, it takes one to do some particular kind of service. And who can replace Krishna? There are, like for example, a very, very important or a very top businessman. When he wants to take a very important business decision, which is going to cost, you know, billions and billions and affect so many lives, he won't trust anyone else to do that job. He says, "Nahi, nahi, mujhe hi jana padta hai. Kisi ko aur nahi bhej sakta. I can't send anyone else. I need to go myself." Who can replace Krishna? As he was thinking like this in Mathura, it so happened by chance that Uddhava came there. And as soon as Uddhava came, Krishna said, yes, this is the person. This is the person who can actually, he's like the second best. The best is if I go. But if I can't go, the best person who can actually do this job is Uddhav. What is the qualification of Uddhav? Right in the first verse, it is chapter 46 and 47 of 10th canto describes Uddhava's coming to Vrindavan and Uddhava convincing or trying to pacify Nanda Maharaj Yashoda and the gopis. That's called Bhramar Geet. That is Radharani's madness or ranting in madness in separation from the feelings of Krishna. The highest exhibition of that love. That is Bhramar Geet. Looking at a bee, she starts talking to Krishna. Like a mad woman. Of course, as I always say, one time Zolneshwar Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj had come for Gaur Purnima. And he began his lecture. So the whole goal of life is to become mad. That's how he began his talk. He said the goal of life is to become mad. So some newcomers were little, you know. He said, there is no choice, you have to. Mad after sense gratification or mad after Krishna. No in between. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma. Yadindriya prithaya apranoti. Mad. A mad person doesn't know what he's doing. Talks crazy. I'm so and so, I'm this and this. Who are you? Or a madness of love. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, after receiving the mantra, he became mad. And he told his guru, what kind of mantra you have given, O Gosai? What kind of power it has? Simply by chanting, I have gone mad. And his guru said, this is the perfection of life. I wish I had that madness. And he quoted Bhagavatam, which says the goal of life is to become mad. Evam vrata swapriya nama kirtya jatanu rago druta chitta uchaihi hasati ato roditi rauti gayati unmadavat nrityati loka bahya. Evam vrata, by taking up the process of bhakti, swapriya nama kirtya, and glorification of one's ishtadev, Krishna, jata anuragaha, gradually, by cleansing of the heart, pure love awakens. Then, hasati, like a bad man suddenly standing and starts laughing. How do you understand he is laughing? Because he may see Krishna. Now you can't see. Suppose there is a newborn child. If you see some newborn child, or newborn, say, a month old, and suddenly, you know, the mother leaves the child and goes in the kitchen and she's working. And suddenly the child happens to look at the mother. He starts laughing. And then the mother disappears. He starts crying. And she comes closer, he says, ah. And she goes away, then she again cries. Suppose you don't show the mother, only video the child. What's happening? If you don't see the mother and only see the video of the child, sometimes laughing and jinjoying and crying. Similarly, in case of a pure devotee, you don't see Krishna, but he sees. He says, oh, Krishna has come dancing, dancing, and then suddenly goes away, he cries. Bechara, achha tha ye. Jab se Hare Krishna bolne laga, gaya kaam se. So, the goal of life is to become mad. So in that madness, she would actually speak about Krishna in various different ways. So he begins that chapter, Shukadeva Goswami begins this chapter by telling, Vrishninam pravaro mantri krishnasya daita sakha shishyo brihaspate sakshad uddhavo buddhi sattama. Every word Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur explains why Krishna chose Uddhav, specifically Uddhav, to send to Vrindavan, to do a job or do a service that no one else could have done other than himself. Therefore, Uddhava was so dear to Krishna. He was the most trusted person. You give very confidential job only to a trusted person whom you know he will do it perfectly. It's a very important services are given to very trustworthy people. You may love everyone, but trust very few. Prabhupada loved everyone, but he trusted very few. So he says, why Uddhava was trusted? Vrishninam pravaro. He was the best among the Vrishnis. The most loved by everyone and respected by everyone, acknowledged by everyone as a most trustworthy person. Why Uddhava was chosen? Because when Uddhava would go and see in Vrindavan the love of the gopis, And when he would come back, and when he would tell Maharaj Ugrasen, he would tell all the other Mahishis, the queens of Dwarka, he would tell Devaki and Vasudev, he would tell all of them that we think we are very close associates, we think we are his relatives, we love him. Actually, we are nothing. There are thousands of times more dear to Krishna, more higher lovers of Krishna are the gopis. So only when Uddhava would come and inform, the Dwarkavasis would trust him. And the whole world will trust him when such a person says. So Varishtinam Parvaro and Mantri, Krishna would consult Uddhava in very important and crucial matters. Very difficult matters, he would always consult. And he knew the art of, the skill of speaking. Mantri is a diplomat. He knows exactly how to speak, when to speak, how much to speak. So he would be a perfect person to speak to the gopis and console them according to time, place and circumstance. When he would see how Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda are lamenting, he would know how to speak to them. Krishnasya daitaha, and very dear to Krishna. And because Krishna was, he was so dear to Krishna, Krishna wanted to give him the benediction of experiencing directly, first hand, the love of the gopis, which is the rarest in the whole creation. He wanted to give that gift to Uddhava, because he was Daita, very dear. And Sakha, because he was very intimate friend, he knew the language of conjugal love. He would understand the conjugal love of the gopis, and he would be able to console them and pacify them. Shishyo Brihaspatehe. And he was the direct disciple of Brihaspati, the guru of the demigods. So, Brihaspati selected him as disciple just by seeing his intelligence. Quick to grasp everything. Who doesn't like a good disciple like that? Ek bar bola, samajh gaya. Samjha na? Ho, haan sab. Tell 10 times, kya samjha? Kuch nahi samjha. Krishna wanted to give something to Uddhava that even Brihaspati did not have knowledge. And that was knowledge of prema, prema bhakti. Buddhi sattama. He is the highest intelligent, most intelligent person in all of Dwarka. And therefore he would quickly be able to grasp the greatness of the love of Vrindavan. And Sakshad Uddhava. Uddhava actually means festivity. So his presence would be festivity for the gopis who were feeling separation from Krishna. Actually Uddhava looked exactly like Krishna. He was his cousin, first cousin. Vasudev's brother was Devabhaga. His brother, his son was Uddhava. Uddhava was of the same age as Krishna almost. He would wear only the Nirmalya, the dhoti, the garland, everything that Krishna had worn. He would wear only the things that were used by Krishna. His complexion was also like Krishna, more or less. And therefore he was exactly like Krishna. And that was the reason. So it would be a festival when the gopis would actually see him. And Krishna, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur beautifully explains, says Krishna wanted to make Uddhava experiencing Uddhava or the festival what Krishna and Balaram enjoyed all these years. And Anuddhava, the distress that the gopis are suffering in the absence of Krishna and Balaram. The glory of Vraj. The Brajvasis, the Braj Dham. So therefore, for all these reasons, Uddhava is sent. And Uddhava comes to Vrindavan. And when he comes to Vrindavan, it is in the evening time. And because it is evening, all the lakhs and lakhs of cows are returning and there is godhuli, all this dust that is raised by the hooves of the cows. Imagine, you know, hundreds and thousands and lakhs of cows returning. And some bulls are hitting here and fighting with each other. And then, you know, calves are raising their tail and running here. And as soon as it comes to Braj, it's a big festival. Hey, tie them up here, release them. Go there, tie these cows and tie this calf. And everyone is busy, active, and then milking is going on. It's festival. Right at that time when the cows are returning, he comes in the evening. And because the dust is raised so much, nobody is able to see Uddhava's chariot till it lands at Nanda Maharaja's house. And there is a beautiful festival mood. So somebody may ask, how is it possible when Krishna left, as soon as Krishna left, it was life had gone out of Vrindavan. How is it possible that it was festive mood and everything was exactly as the Krishna, as the Vrindavan when Krishna was there? So Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur explains that Krishna created, covered that other Vrindavan, which was morose and separated from Krishna, and exhibited to Uddhav the same mood that Vrindavan was when Krishna was there. So he experienced that. He was very happy. So he got down in the evening and went straight to Nanda Maharaj's house. And he spoke to Nanda Maharaj and told Nanda Maharaj. And as soon as Nanda Maharaj saw, he got up. He got up because he knew that this is Uddhav. This is Krishna's very dear, cousin. And surely Krishna must have sent him with some message. So immediately got up, he worshipped him as a king actually, only kingly person. So prince, so he worshipped him and, you know, fed him nicely, took some rest, and fatigue was removed, and then he sat him down on a nice place, and then Nanda Maharaj started asking. Very interesting. What does Nanda Maharaj ask? He says, my dear most fortunate one, does the son of Surasen, that means Vasudev, he doesn't ask for Krishna. He knows if he talks about Krishna, he will start crying. He will not be able to speak anything else. Nanda Maharaj is so much in feeling in separation. Vatsalya Bhav. So he's asking, does the son of Sura fare well, Vasudev, now that he is free and has rejoined his children and other relatives? Fortunately, because of his own sins, the sinful Kamsa has been killed along with all his brothers. He always hated the saintly and the righteous Yadus. And next he comes to Krishna. He can't stop. He thinks of talking of other stuff. But, you know, somehow it has to come there. Like our tendency is to speak about sense gratification. It's amazing. One time I was traveling by bus and I was listening to these young college boys talking. Every eighth sentence was talking about some girls. Whatever topic there is, aaj history ka pariksha hai. History kya history? Wahan ghuma phira ke, they come to the same thing. Whether they talk about geography, they talk about films, or again it would come back to the same thing. Where the heart is, whatever topic you raise, it goes there. Like a fly, you release the fly. If you have a healthy body and you have one wound where it is pus collected, you release the fly. You are 6 feet tall and 80 kilos. And you have one place in your body where there is oozing pus and, you know, wound. Just watch the fly where it goes. Circles everywhere. Lands exactly on the wound. You send him away and release him anywhere. Perfect landing. Why? Because where the heart is, naturally the mind will go. So even though Nanda Maharaj tried to talk about something, you know, many devotees have expressed about Srila Prabhupada. He was so sick, but he would get up. As soon as he had little energy, he would talk about Krishna, preach about Krishna. And exhausted, then he goes to sleep. And he goes, almost like on the deathbed, still he would get up, whatever little energy, speak about Krishna. His mind would naturally land on Krishna. Like ours lands on, you know, Kanchana Kamini Pratishtha. Either on sense gratification, controllership, this subtle lust or gross lust. It's natural. So Nanda Maharaj immediately came. Does Krishna remember us? Does he remember his mother and his friends and well-wishers? Does he remember the cowherd men and the village of Braj, of which he is the master? Does he remember the cows, Vrindavan forest and Govardhan hill? Will Govinda return even once to see his family? If he ever does, we may then glance upon his beautiful face with its beautiful eyes, nose and smile. We were saved from the forest fire, the wind, the rain, the bull and the serpent demon, from all such insurmountable deadly dangers by that very great soul, Krishna. As we remember the wonderful deeds Krishna performed, his playful sidelong glances, his smiles and his words, O Uddhava, we forget all our material engagements. When we see the places where Mukunda enjoyed his sporting pastimes, the rivers, the hills, the forests, he decorated with his feet, our minds become totally absorbed in him. Just the word Krishna. It's like a password which has opened a whole file. Just a week ago, I was with a person from another spiritual organization who believe in meditation. And that person was talking to me and I was trying to, you know, each trying to convince the other. And so that person expressed that, what's all this nam, nam, nam? Meditation, you should just silent, that's all. Just let go of all the thoughts. What is the use of name? Why do you chant the name? And that's the time I actually realized the gift that the scriptures and the great acharyas have given us, the holy name. Because, just like think about someone that whom you love very much. Think of a person whom you love very much. Very close to your heart. As soon as that person's name is spoken, suddenly the person's form comes into your mind. And as soon as that person's form comes into the mind, his wonderful qualities come in. Oh, that person is so sweet. That person is so kind. That person is so loving. So much, you know, caring. So the qualities come. And how do you know those qualities exist in that person? Because of the activities that person has rendered in relationship with you or with others. And as soon as you remember that person, you remember along with his whole, his house, his village or whatever. So I told this person, similarly for a devotee, simply the word Krishna or anything in relation with Krishna immediately opens. It's like a password opening the file. Completely it opens. Oh, the word Krishna reminds you of the person Krishna, the qualities of Krishna, the wonderful activities of Krishna, the pastimes of Krishna. Idam te vapurnatha gopala balam sadame manasya virastam kimanya. What do I want? What do I want? I am satisfied with this. Just the name. People who do not understand the transcendental nature of the name, unfortunately, who think that material, it's like another material name, they are very, you know, they're missing out the real point. So here we find Nanda Maharaj is asking this. And during the whole time, Yashoda Mai is simply sitting there in one corner. She is constantly crying. She is so much oblivious to the surroundings that she doesn't even notice that Uddhava has come. She has to ask for his welfare and, you know, some kind of, and do something, talk to him. Nothing. She is in her own world completely. Remembrance of Krishna. And when Uddhava sees this condition of Nanda and Yashoda, such deep absorption in Krishna and his name, form, qualities, pastimes, etc., Uddhava glorifies. He says, "O Nanda Maharaj, O Yashoda Mai, you people are so fortunate. This is the ultimate goal of life, to be completely absorbed. This is the perfection of meditation. In fact, Krishna is, you know, he is the source of everything that exists, from whom everything comes, into whom everything is, you know, enters at the time of annihilation. And actually he is not only your son, he is the son of everyone else. Not only is the son, he is the father, he is the mother. Pitahamasya jagato mata dhata pitamaha." In this way he speaks about philosophy. Hopefully by hearing philosophy, their intensity of love will reduce and they will think on this aspect of Krishna. And then understand that he is God. And we are so fortunate to understand or have a relationship, such intimate loving relationship with him. Try to understand what was that person with whom you interacted for so long. How fortunate you people are. Okay, your son, I have seen, experienced one lady. She lost her son, 14-year-old boy. He went to picnic to some hill station and developed pneumonia on top and or some fever. And at night, they thought of bringing him down to the base camp next day morning, but 2 o'clock he passed away. Extremely high fever. And when I visited, it was about 8 days had passed. Approximately 8 days had passed. So the husband called me. He said, "Prabhuji, come and just speak to his mother." And I went and I spoke. And she was constantly crying. And for 8 days, she just couldn't accept that that boy is dead. Every day, on his bed, they had a room for him. His pictures are everywhere. And every day she would get a new set of clothes from the cupboard and put it there and take the old one and wash it. She was doing it for the last 8 days. It is crisp and fresh, but still she would take it. This is kalkai. And she would put this. And I was amazed. So we see this perverted reflection of a child, you know, of a mother for the child, multiplied a million times. That is the attachment that one can develop when Krishna becomes a relative, a close relative like that. I had to, of course, tell her. I told her, I don't know how Krishna at that moment inspired me. I told her, "Do you love him or not?" She said, "Yes, I love him very much." "If you really love him, do you want him to be happy or suffer?" She said, "No, I want him to be happy. You are making him suffer. With this kind of attachment, you are dragging that soul again and again. He will not be able to go in his further place. He will hang around miserable. And you will be miserable, he will be miserable." "Really?" I said, "Yeah." "Dispose of all the pictures, throw away all the clothes. Give it to somebody. And in that room, start utilizing it for something else. Put one picture, okay, somewhere, just to remember that you are son." I don't know. She followed that. The point I am saying is, how intense, if to that extent the attachment is there, it's so difficult. We can imagine what would be for Mother Yashoda after Krishna left. And what to speak of the gopis. So in this way, somehow Uddhava tried to pacify. The whole night passed while Uddhava was talking about Krishna to Nanda Maharaj. Nobody realized. The three of them never realized that the night had gone. Does it ever happen to us? We are absorbed in Krishna that we forgot. Raat ho gaya, mangalarti shuru ho gaya. This is a test, litmus test. It's so easy to act like a gopi, speak like a gopi. This is the test. Even on Shivratri we find it difficult to keep awake. So the whole night passed and they didn't realize. And the gopis, the other gopis got up, they started milking the cows and getting ready. And as soon as they suddenly noticed, well, the dust had settled, so they noticed that a chariot had come in front of Nanda Maharaja's house. They said, hey, looks like Akrura has come again. This faithful servant of Kamsa has come again to take our skin away now. What will he now? Life is gone. Now the bodies also he wants to take and destroy us. This Krura. And then they said, they were thinking like that. What can he take? Our life is already gone now. What else has he to steal? Take away now. But by that time, Uddhava came after performing his, you know, rituals in the morning. He just appeared and said, ah. Immediately by seeing, they were reminded of Krishna because Uddhava was, and they knew who Uddhava was. So immediately, all the gopis surrounded him. They knew he had come with a message from Krishna. I'm sure Krishna must have sent. And therefore, they were shy because so many elders are there, parents are there, everyone is there. And so, and he's a young man, these are young girls, so they were feeling hesitant. So actually, they took him away to a distant, secluded place. So from Nandagram, it is a little distance away, this Uddhav Kyari. And at that place, they surrounded him and they started asking. The gopis say, bowing their heads in humility, the gopis duly honored Uddhava with their smiling glances and pleasing words. They took him to a quiet place, seated him comfortably and began to question him. For they recognized him to be a messenger from Krishna, the master of the goddess of fortune. The gopis said, we know that you are the personal servant of Krishna, the chief of the Yadus, and that you have come here on the order of your good master, who desires to give pleasure to his parents. Indirectly they are ridiculing him. I know. Why will Krishna remember us? Why will Krishna remember even his parents? Now he is enjoying with the city girls and city atmosphere. Gaon ko kyun yaad karega abhi? And even if he has sent to his parents, that's because Mathura wala, they will say, kya Krishna bhool gaya, baap ko bhi bhool gaya. And of course, they say, we are nothing else. We see nothing else he might consider worth remembering in this cow pastures in Braj. Indeed, the bonds of affection for one's family members are difficult to break even for a sage. The bond of family affection is very difficult to break. It's not easy. So, yes, Krishna may love his parents. Bheja bhi hai, to unke liye bheja. Hamare liye thodi bheja hai. Why will he remember us? He just enjoyed with us, that's all. And then the gopis speak a very profound truth, which is worth meditating for us. They say, the friendship shown toward others, those who are not family members, is motivated by personal interest. Other than very intimate family members, all other relationship is tinged with selfish interest. And it is a pretense that lasts only until one's purpose is fulfilled. Such friendship is just like the interest men take in women or bees in flowers. Very interesting analogy they are giving. A bee generally visits a flower which is fresh, blossoming, fragrant, soft, full of nectar only once. And after taking that nectar, just goes into another flower, leaves that flower. So anyone in this world, sab matlab ke rishte hai Maharaj, one person told, I was distributing Bhagavad Gita. So he asked me, kitna milta hai? Commission, ek Gita ka. Nahi, seva. Seva. Sab matlab ki dunya hai Maharaj. Bolo kitna milta hai commission? 4 rupiya, 2 rupiya? Nahi, Bhagwan ke liye Gita padho. Ay, chodo Gita, batao pehle. He just wouldn't believe that I am doing it free of cost. For some seva. And the gopis, amazing observation. They look like simple gopis, but they have had the perfection. Yoginam api sarvesham madgatena antaratma. They are the perfect yogis. They are the perfect renunciates. They are the perfect observers of the nature of this world as it is. And they give several examples of how in this material world, relationship outside that of very intimate family members are all only a pretense as long as the purpose is achieved. Once the purpose is achieved, you go your way, I go my way. Hare Krishna. Not Hare Krishna. Nisvam tejanti ganika. The prostitutes, they give up the person as soon as his pocket is empty. Till then they are just hanging around. As soon as that person's money is gone, the prostitutes leave the man. In the West, I read a few months back, 16-year-old lady marries 82-year-old man, millionaire, billionaire or something. Very obvious why they are marrying. Waiting for the fellow to die so that the whole thing can be achieved. Nahi mila to bhi aadha mil jayega, divorce ho gaya. Akalpam nrupatim prajaha. The subjects immediately give up a king who is incompetent to take care of them. Adhita vidya acharyam. As soon as students get knowledge, extract the knowledge from the teachers, they say Hari Bol. Of course, in the material language, they don't say Hari Bol, but they say bye bye. Ritvijo daksha dakshinam. The brahmanas hang around till the dakshina is paid. So you have to pay the dakshina at the end. Never do the mistake of paying in the beginning. I did this twice and I suffered. Not brahmanas, no dakshina. I gave to the taxi driver the money before he dropped me to my place. And he stopped in the center and he said, "Gadai gadi kharab ho gaya, utar ke jaoge." I had to walk half the distance. Never pay the tailor before the clothes are given to you. I did that once. It took me several months to get that. In installments, he gave me one arm, second arm, pocket. Practically. Then I realized, kaam karo baad mein paisa. Paisa dete hi kaam khatam. Ritvijo datta dakshinam. Khaga avita phalam vriksham. Khagaha. Khaga means the birds. They immediately give up their shelter is the tree. How long? As long as there are fruits in the tree. As long as the fruits are there, okay. Fruits are finished, they go to another tree. Bhutva cha tithayo graham. Atithi. Atithi he stays. A guest stays as long as the food is given. After food is served, then he leaves. Dagdham mrga satharanyam. The animals take shelter of a forest as long as it is not on fire. If it is on fire, immediately they leave. Jara bhuktva ratastriyam. Fickle-minded men have relationship with women only till their interest is fulfilled. And after that they just leave and go away. While the other person is actually having a lot of affection. But the other person just neglects and goes away. Jara or paramours leave the woman after their interest is fulfilled. In this way, the gopis are speaking very profound philosophy of the nature of this relationship in this world. So superficial, so selfish. But the gopis actually know. They say, we are talking about like this, about him. But we can't stop talking about him. It may look that these are actually critically speaking about Krishna. But actually it is another kind of very high level of love for the beloved. Which, unless we read the purports of the acharyas, we cannot understand. And there is one gopi, she is sitting a little aloof, she is not along with, she is sitting a little separate and she is just kind of watching from a distance. And there is a bee, black color bee that just, you know, hums and comes along and sits on her toe. And obviously the acharyas explain, quoting Agni Puran, that this single gopi was none other than Srimati Radharani. And she starts looking at the bee and she is feeling all kinds of mixed feelings. She is feeling proud, she is feeling jealous, she is feeling envious, she is feeling disgust. And she looks at the bee and he says, you kitava bandho, you messenger of the cheater, your friend is a cheater, you are also a cheater. You friend of a cheater. She is speaking to the bee as if the bee has come from Krishna carrying a message for her. Of course, indirectly it refers to the messenger who is standing there. Krishna, who is also, you know, looks like Krishna. So indirectly she is telling him, indirectly she is speaking to Krishna. She is telling, I see in your moustache some powder of kumkum and saffron that must be because you sat on the garland of Krishna, which was embraced tightly when he embraced tightly my rival women in Mathura. So the kumkum and the saffron on their breast must have touched the garland, and there the you sat there, and therefore on your mustache I see this. And now you are coming carrying this message to me. Get out of here. Don't even come near me. So there is a sense of pride here. What do you think? I am not here. There is a sense of envy and jealousy. There is a sense of deep love. So there are so many emotions coming. And then what follows is about 10 different kinds of verses where she is almost speaking like a mad woman. When do you consider a person mad? When each sentence has no connection with the other sentence. Main ghar gaya, bomb phut gaya, pani gir gaya, mic bol gaya. Ek cheez bolna, there should be, you know, disoriented speech. One is not connected with the other. Or there is no connection, or there is improper kind of feelings. All kinds of mixing of different ideas and concepts and thoughts and feelings. And you say, Bechara. She is like this. She is speaking. All kinds of mixtures of loving emotions are manifesting. All the 12 rasas and the subordinate rasas are being manifested. And it is described, it is divyonmal, it is transcendental madness that happens only in the case of extremely high case of pure love of Krishna. Mahabhav, that is not possible for anyone other than Srimati Radharani. Only she can experience this kind of thing. And it is called as Chitra Jalpa. Jalpa means to speak, and Chitra means Vichitra, all kinds of, you know, different languages she is using, or different kind of words she is using. And it is in the Ujjwala Neelamani, Bhaktira Samra Sindhu, very scientifically, these kind of 12 kinds of Chitra Jalpa is described. And they are Prajalpa, Pratijalpa, Vijalpa, Ujjalpa, Sanjalpa, Avajalpa, Abhijalpa, Ajalpa, Pratijalpa and Sujalpa. Hare Krishna. I hope you understood what I am speaking. It's not Prajalpa. So, and each of this has a subtle different, just like, you know, there are different kinds of pickles, mango pickles and this, and there are different tastes. In even amongst different sabjis, there are different kind of tastes. These are all very different mixtures, make different kind of loving emotions, form different kind of loving, palatable and very compatible emotions. There is no rasabhas here. Perfect mixture. And unless, and this is the exhibition of the highest love. And only a person of the caliber of Uddhava could actually understand. And what happened was, as she was speaking to the bee in a very critical way, criticizing Krishna, and criticizing and chastising Krishna, the bee disappeared. Oh, Radharani was so upset. Arey, now he's carried only the negative message. He will go and tell Krishna that, no, she was speaking like this. This is what I message she told me, that you are a cheater, the friend of a cheater. Mere ko bhi gali pada. And then she says like this, tu uske paas jaa, yeah. Only negativities. And it will hurt Krishna to know that I am suffering. Oh no, why did I say this to that bee? Why did I do this? She was suffering now. And all of a sudden, the bee suddenly appeared. Radharani was relieved. She said, oh, Krishna is so merciful that in spite of hearing this negative message, still he is so compassionate that he has sent his messenger back. And this time she said, beta, baith ja. Suna bhi phir. Dhyan se sun main kya bol raha. Actually, really my dear messenger, let me tell you, we love Krishna. The reason why we are chastising is we know that what pleases Krishna the most is when he is in Vrindavan. The best place that he can actually find pleasure is Vrindavan. The best people who can actually know what is pleasing to him are the gopis. And the best environment when he is surrounded by these beautiful trees and the Yamuna and the Govardhan and this beautiful forest and the groves. And therefore, we are only thinking, he will not be happy there. Because nobody else knows how to please him. Sometimes, I have experienced my mother talking about my father like this. He has gone for 8 days, I don't know what he's taking. He's gone to some other place, they don't know what he likes. Whether they'll feed him exactly what he likes. Sometimes mothers also think like that. हॉस्टल में चला गया बेचारा, क्या खा रहा होगा, उसको इतना ही डोसा खा के आदत है, ऐसा वैसा क्रिस्प होना चाहिए. वॉट एवर. सो ए लविंग पर्सन ऑलवेज थिंक्स अबाउट द वेलफेयर. ओ, ही विल नॉट बी हैप्पी देयर. सो मल्टीप्लाइड अ मिलियन टाइम्स. दैट्स व्हाट द फीलिंग्स ऑफ गोपीज आर. दे आर एक्चुअली, देर इज नो सेल्फिशनेस. दे आर ओनली थिंकिंग व्हाट विल प्लीज कृष्णा. दीज मथुरावासीज, व्हाट डू दे नो कृष्णा प्लीजेस. व्हाट प्लीजेस कृष्णा. That's the only reason we are lamenting. And in this way she is speaking like that. And when Uddhava sees this, Uddhava is completely dumbfounded, stunned. At this time Uddhava realizes, actually Krishna simply made me an excuse to come here, not to teach them, but to learn. In Braj, when we went to that Uddhav Kyari, there is a beautiful quotation. Uddhav ki baje dugdugi, gopiyon ka baja dhol. He was playing, you know, dugdugi. He was thinking, I am playing big loud music. You know, there's the dugdugi, the monkey, they dance, you do like this. It's called dugdugi. Chota little bongo type. And he was thinking that, you know, I'm playing, showing a magician. So a small child goes in front of, you know, the greatest magician of the world, P.C. Sarkar, and he says, "Ye dekho, 50 paisa, gayab ho gaya." The magician, "You rascal, I'll make you disappear now. Along with your coin. Or the coin will be there and you will go away." Trying to show a lamp to the sun. Uddhava thought, Uddhava realized, Krishna sent not to teach something to the gopis, but actually learn from them. So that through this exhibition, Krishna is revealing to the whole world, and through me, he is going to reveal to the Dwarkavasi, the Vrishnis, the actual glory of the gopis, love for Krishna. And in this way, Uddhava speaks elaborately and gives the message of Krishna. First message is, O gopis, please, first of all, he glorifies the gopis. He said, "You people are the most fortunate. You think yourself unfortunate, but I tell you, you are the most fortunate people because you have developed the ultimate perfection of life, constant remembrance and absorption in Krishna." And then he says, "I have a message for you." This is Krishna's message. And what is Krishna's message? In essence, first Krishna says, "I am everywhere in the earth, in the water, fire, air, ether. I am everywhere." It's a subtle kind of jnana. And then, the second message is, that he basically talks about analysis and about detachment. We don't be attached to the person. Just like we say, now the person is passed away. Don't worry, soul is always there. Avinashitu tadviddhi yena sarvamidam. The body is gone, the soul is always there. So some pacification. Abhi hai na kahi to hai. Yahan nahi hai bhale aankhon ke saamne. So first pacification is analysis of body and mind, and then, you know, detachment from the physical kind of a thing. Next is instruction on how to stay in remembrance of the Lord. Just by serving me you remember. By doing this you remember. These are the two kinds of pacification. But these pacifications are like pieces of paper that burn in the flame of prema. They have such inferno of prema that you throw something here, everything burns rather than pacifying that fire. Putting, you know, 50 grams of ghee in a building that is burning, it will just burn to ashes within no time. Ultimately, Krishna tells the real message. He says, "O gopis, the only reason I left you is because to intensify your love. Because in absence, the heart can become fully absorbed in much more intense way than in the presence. In the presence of a person, the absorption is not as deep as in the absence." When Krishna would go away to the forest, their remembrance was more deeper than when Krishna was there. So, he says, that is the only, when you remember my name, my form, my qualities, fully absorbed in that, that is the ultimate feeling of separation in absence, vipralamba. That is the highest. Even my presence will not pacify you as much. That's why there is no use of me coming. He tells in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, there's no point in me coming. They'll become more anxiety. And in this connection, I would like to quote one beautiful poem or a composition by a very great South Indian devotee of the Udupi Math or the Madhva Sampradaya. This is in Kannada, but he talks about there are yachya and yachaka. Yachya means the object whom we are referring to, and yachaka is the process of what do you call it? glorifying. Now, I want to ask you a question, just to make sure that you are all on the same page, if you are awake. Which is great, the yachya or the yachaka? Yachya is the object and yachaka is the process of calling. Yachya? How many feel yachya is high? Please raise your hand. How many feel yachaka is great? Higher. Oh, very exalted people here. Actually, acha, now why? Please tell me why. Ye nahi to wo 50% to milega kam se kam. Why? Because of its accessibility. The yacha may not be present, but the yachaka, the name, the Lord may not be present 24 hours a day in front of you. The deities may not be present in front of you, but the name is always there because of its accessibility. So accessible. Naam naam akari bahudha nija sarva shakti. Completely Krishna is non-different from his name, but he is available. So he says, he glorifies, he says, why do I need you? Your name is enough for me, my Lord. Why? He says, Karimakarige sikki more idu tiruvaga adimula yambo naamave kaito. He's talking about Gajendra pastime. When the crocodile caught Gajendra, he was helpless. He couldn't see the Lord. He cried out the name of the Lord, and that name protected him. When Prahlad was being tortured by his father, he just called out the name of Narhari, and that name protected him. Narsingdev came only at the end. But throughout, what was protecting him throughout was actually the name. When Draupadi was being disrobed, Krishna was in Dwarka. Krishna says later, I'm so sorry, I was busy, no, there is a this fellow Shalva came and usi samay wo to appointment ho gaya tha, to cancel nahi kar paya, thoda important urgent tha wo. I couldn't come. But therefore, at that time, your name actually protected. When the Yamadutas were troubling Ajamil, at that time, just the name of Narayan actually protected him. When this Valmiki before was chanting this Mara, 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 that name of Ram actually protected him, nourished him. When Dhruva was going into the forest, in the middle of the forest, where practically no one was there, it was just the name of Vasudev that actually protected him. And in this way, therefore, I do not see anything that can compare to your name. That can compare to your name. So this is exactly what the gopis are experiencing. And this is what Uddhava aspires for in that place. Now Uddhava is considered the highest amongst all other devotees. In Brihad Bhagavatamrit, there is a gradation of devotees. There is one king in the, there is a Brahmana, then the king of South India. He says, I am not great. Who has received the maximum mercy of Krishna? He said, no, not this person. He says, no, Indra has received more mercy than me. He goes to Indra. Indra, me, mercy? I troubled Krishna so much. Brahma has received mercy. So he goes to Brahma, Narada goes to Brahma. Brahma, me? I received mercy? I am such a rascal. I tested my Lord. I stole away all his cow for 1 year. Shiva is greatest. He goes to Shiva. Shiva, me? I fought with my Lord along with Banasur. He had to suffer so much because I give to all kinds of people all kinds of benediction. Who is greater than you? Hanumanji. Acha? Nahi, Prahlad. So he said, yeah. He went to Prahlad. Prahlad said, yeah. Yeah. I am always remembering the Lord. But I am only remembering the Lord. I am not doing anything. I am just sitting in one place remembering. And I'm getting all the protection. But Hanumanji is personally serving.
Hanumanji is serving always. He's constantly serving the Lord. He went to Hanumanji. Hanuman said, yes, I am always serving. But I have to go and serve. But Krishna comes to the Pandavas. Wherever the Pandavas are, he comes running. Kaha ho bhai? And he serves them. He loves them so much. He's so intimate with them. He becomes their charioteer. He becomes their counselor. He becomes their servant. He becomes their message carrier. Oh, Pandavas are great. He went to Pandavas. Then we, sometimes he comes and goes away. Whenever he comes, he says, Vapas jana hai, mereko vapas jana hai. Kidhar? Dwarka. It's always staying with the Dwarkavasis. And there he goes to Maharaj Ugrasen. Dwarkavasis. You people are the most fortunate. He said, we are all always there. But one person in Dwarka who is constantly with Krishna, like a shadow, cannot be separated. Whom the Lord trusts the most, and that is Uddhava. His existence, he has no existence other than Krishna. And then he goes to Uddhava. He says, you are the most greatest recipient of Krishna's mercy. Uddhava says, yes. Thank you for the compliment. This was the illusion I had for a long time. Till Krishna, just to, you know, put things in proper place, sent me to, as a messenger carrier, as if he is doing a great favor to the gopis, sent me to Vrindavan. Narada, don't waste your time. If you really want to go, simply go to Braj. And you don't have to go anywhere else. Just stay there permanently. See the gopis. Their love for Krishna is the ultimate. Because their absorption is the ultimate perfection. And therefore, at that time, Uddhava begs there. On that very spot, in Uddhava carries this place, he prayed that, let me become a dust. Let me become a small creeper. Let me become a grass in Vrindavan. So that the dust of the gopis are always on my head. He couldn't ask the gopis because they're like young, simple, covered maids, and he's like a prince coming from a, you know, very high family. So they would be very embarrassed. So he aspired to stay there like that. Brahmaji is praying this. Lakshmiji could not get entry into Vrindavan. She is sitting on the chest of the Lord. But the gopis are sitting in the heart of the Lord. Lord Shiva aspired to take the dust. So this is the aspiration. This is exactly what Srimati Radharani is experiencing. That even Krishna wants to know. Krishna says, I know everything. Vedaham, Samatitani, Vartamani, Bhavishani, Bhutani, everything except I don't know only one thing. And that is, what is Srimati Radharani? What is the glory of her love? What is the happiness that she experiences when she sees me? I want to experience that. And because of that, he came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And having come here, not only did he experience, but he wanted to share this with everyone. And that he does in the form of the holy name. Cheto darpanam arjanam, bhava maha davagni nirvapanam, sheyah kairava chandrika vitaranam vidyavadhu jivanam, anandamudhi vardhanam pratipadam purna amrita asvadanam, purna amrita asvadanam. Experience the highest bliss. Sarvatma snapanam. You can take bed. Kallola magnamuhur. Gopi bhava rasa amrita abdhilahari. You can take bath regularly in the waves of love of God. That all is packed in the holy name. That is Harinam Sankirtan. Chanting of the holy name. And congregationally, individually for one's own purification, and congregationally for the purification of the whole environment for everyone's benefit. So, this is the wonderful aspiration on the month of, for the month of Kartik. And this is the kind of love which the seed of Krishna Naam manifests the fruit of Krishna Prema eventually. And that is what is aspired by Satyavrata Muni in Damodarashtakam. That is what aspired by Uddhava when he went to Vrindavan. And not even to become a gopi. How dare we even think about it? Gopi Bhartur Padakamalayor Das 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 Anudas. That is our aspiration. To become somewhere connected in some way. To develop a drop of that love that the gopis are experiencing for Krishna. Because that is the ultimate perfection. The nature of soul. There is one need. There is a desire. If this need is fulfilled, all other needs are fulfilled. We have physical needs. We have emotional needs. We have intellectual needs to understand so many. Social needs. There are so many needs. So once Yajnavalkya was asked, in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad it is there, he says, what is that one need? If that is fulfilled, every other need is fulfilled. So Yajnavalkya meditates and he says, one, the only need is of the soul is to love and be loved. When we experience that unlimited, eternal love of Krishna, which is dormant within our heart, all other needs, whether it comes or not, you are aloof to that. If it happens, well and good. If it doesn't happen, no problem. But if this need is not there, all other needs are fulfilled. It's like hollow. You have everything, but you are not happy, not satisfied, not fulfilled. So this is exactly the only need that Mahaprabhu has come to give. Love, to love and be loved. Receiving the love, recipient of that love. So we can pray when we are congregationally chanting now on the end, the last day of this glorious month of Kartik. We can pray to Krishna that we may develop a drop of that faith and conviction to take shelter of the holy name, which can actually manifest the spiritual world. Golokero Premadhana Harinam Sankirtan can manifest, and eventually we can take a dip, not just drown in that ocean of love of God. Jai Shri Shri Radha Damodar Ki, Jai Shri Radha Gopinath Ji Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Jai Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki, Nitai Gaura Premanandi Hariyam.